Alrighty, I think I am live. I believe. I have to check it in and see. Let's see. I'm going to share the stream. Yes, we are. We're live. So, going to be a 125 lap race tonight. Got Charlie so far on the pole. Doug with a 6.7. Nice lap from Doug. Running that 6.7. But, yeah, a little bit longer race. This is going to be kind of first big main official one that we've done. So, yeah, gonna have fun with it, kind of see what happens. Martinsville, first real short track. Posting the Discord link for the race in the chat. In the normal chat, I'm not ready to race because I'm not racing. We're looking at practice times. Chad actually went top of the board. I ended up running one of the quick laps, just ran five laps, whatever, so... Chad on number one at the end of practice, Clayton number two, Nick third, Jeremy and Doug running out the top five. So solid runs for them. Doug, one of his best tracks. He's looking to make a statement here at Martinsville. Going to be fun to have him running.
How about my 6.7, huh?
I was just going to say, I said that on the, because I was like, okay, I just started the stream, so.
All right. See you.
Hey. Oh, I was going to tell him. Okay. Just FYI, I mean, I know you guys probably saw, but I added everybody, and I'm streaming it, so FYI, if you guys want to watch it or share it, go ahead.
Cool.
Hey, Chris, I posted it in Discord. I'm live, so if you want to post it or share it or do whatever, I posted it in Discord. So just an FYI, heads up. Good luck tonight. Do you want an EOL at the start? And just kind of right at the back and just try to learn a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead and give me the...
Every yellow and just kind of right, just sit at the back and... Just to learn?
Yeah, and then midway through I'll start picking it up. I should have it picked up by then. I don't really do Martinsville a whole lot. So
yeah, I know. You'll get used to it. Just run laps, log laps, and you'll be good. Just don't overdrive the corner, back off if you have to. So you'll be good. You'll pick it up. So good luck.
All right, buddy.
A little chat between the race, but Chad looks like he's going to end up getting the pole. Looking like Chad's going to end up on a pole. So, Chad, good lap. See Doug with that 6.7.
Hey, don't forget your qualifying wheel of death.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I could do that. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'll pull it up. It's fine. We'll do that some other race. It's too late now. We're good.
It is not. Come on. You can do it. Come on.
One of you two are getting it, I swear to God. Alright, I'm doing it. Let's see. I gotta pull it up. 1 second.
It's too late. You're right.
Spin the wheel. I'm trying to pull it up. I apologize. Display capture. Random picker of names. 13, 14, 15, and we're gonna spin it. Alrighty, spinning the wheel. If you're watching on stream, you can see it. Here we go. It's going to be number 11. Whoever's number 11. So, well, I kind of feel bad because Adam, he doesn't really know. In these hosted races, I've been just spinning the wheel, and whoever it lands on gets a new wheel. So. I feel bad. It's a new guy. I don't want to do it.
I was thinking it was going to be one of us.
Yeah, I know.
I think you should start. Well, it's too much trouble.
By the way, Chris asked for an EOL every caution, so I'm going to give him an EOL every time. So.
I was going to say, you need to spin the wheel to invert the field.
That would be kind of a cool idea. I'm going to do that sometime. So.
Maybe we work that out for the All-Star race thing.
We can do that.
And
all
just
right.
Kind of.
That's a good idea. Good idea, Chad. Yeah, we end up doing a deal like that, so. Spin the wheel, just have fun with it. If it was one of them, I think I would have picked it, but it was not, so not going to be doing it that time. But on the poll, starting P number one, we're going to have Chad. He's going to be rolling off the grid in first. Going to have Charlie to his outside. Going to have Doug in P4, Clayton P3. So first two rows, some of the WTF OGs. Then you're going to have Jeremy and Johnny. Jeremy Horn and Johnny Tubbs, two new guys that we picked up from Talladega as the field starts to roll off. That's going to be your row number three. Brady and Brandon, two Bs, and row number four. We're going to have Nick and Mitchell in row number five. Adam and Joey, row number six. And rounding out the field, going to have Colin and Christopher. So Chris ended up, as you guys kind of heard, asked for an EOL. He's going to just take an EOL. He's learning, trying to learn as much as he can in these deals. So just got his wheel. So he's going to try to learn as much as he can in these races. But we're going to come into the restart zone now. Going to be ready. Hunter laps tonight. 125 laps. Let's go green. Gonna be fun, gonna be fast, gonna be fun, boys. So, gonna have to be watching it. Here we go, coming to the green. Into the race. Well, pace car pulls off. You see the field. Got Charlie on the outside, Chad on the pole. Clayton and Doug following up right behind them. So, here they go. Closing into the restart zone, and they're off here at Martinsville. See, a little bit of wheel spin in the back. That's going to cause a big stack up. That's going to be Brady having a little bit of front end damage there.
I didn't mean to get in, dude.
Big spin on the tires from people. But as you see it down the back stretch, Charlie going to be clear entering the corner. So Charlie, after lap one, he's going to be in the lead. Chad going to file out to P number two. Doug still trying to fight his way around that outside line. See, on board with Clayton there as he follows that pretty blue paint scheme of Chad. Gonna be on Doug's front bumper, but as we go through the corner, everybody's gonna single file out. Nick already gained a bunch of spots. He started quite a few rows back. Adam right behind him. He's up three spots. Let's see already who's the biggest mover. Johnny actually is the biggest loser, and he's at minus seven. We have a yellow already. That is going to be Joey. Ends up spinning it down the back front stretch. Let's see. Just a little loose. Tries to save it, overcorrects, and he gets into the inside wall. Ends up flinging him back, so he's going to get back rolling, though. First yellow, already three laps in at Martinsville. See that front end damage from Brady? You can actually see it. It's pretty dinged up. See it? Looks like a pug got punched in the face, but definitely a bit of damage for Brady. See if he goes in and takes his damage. No, he doesn't, but Phil's going to single file out. It's going to be a restart now. You see Johnny heading into the pit road. So is Mitchell. Two buddies. Let's hear what they're all saying in the chat.
Oh, man.
I guess not. No one's saying nothing. All right. So we're going to just kind of look at it through this deal. I'm going to give Chris his UL every time. So, as we look to the field, Charlie's going to take the lead on that restart. He ended up clearing Chad around the outside. So, that's a big move from him. He is pretty quick. He was stressing about a lot of things in practice, not being the quickest, not being top of the board, and things like that. Similar to what I do, but, that's part of it. Every time you're not going to be in practice, but he ends up taking the lead quick and early in this deal. So he's going to be rolling off P1 on this restart. As we cross him up, I believe we're going to go one to go next time. But Nick already gained in four spots from the start. He started P9. He's already up to P5. Maybe got a little bit lucky starting on the inside where that big checkup was. You see Brady got a bit of damage there on the front end and rear end. I think Doug got up into the wall a little bit on that restart and things like that, but we're gonna go two to go. Not going one yet, but see Chad should warm up his tires, actually picking up the right front tire, so Chad, don't know if it's helping much, but definitely trying to work it. See Chad trying to get that deal in. Clayton doing the same. Clayton following the experience of Chad. See this whole field. This field is a quick field. Like we're coming back to one to go this time, though, so. Charlie gonna lead him to the green on this little restart. It's gonna be a lap 7 restart. But as we're coming to the green. Gonna have Charlie and Chad leading them. Gonna have Clayton and Jeremy. Jeremy looks to be one of the front runners. He was quick last night at Talladega. He's quick at Martinsville.
All restarts from here on out are on leader in the restart zone.
I hear Doug say on leader in the restart zone. So we're going to roll them off now. You see the pace car dip. Going to go on board with Charlie right here. He's waiting. Going to have to go in the restart zone, as Doug said. In the restart zone they go. And they're off with a good restart. Chad's going to spin them. They're going to wreck big on the front stretch. Chad spins the tires, and they're going to wreck huge. Wow. Chad spins the tires, costs the spin, or causes the wreck. Not what we thought would happen. Yeah, Chad spins the tires, get runs in the back of by Jeremy, and it was on from there. He gets turned into Clayton. That spins him. Nick barely is able to make it through, and they all wreck big out back. But Chad ended up causing the big one. Everybody luckily passed that, ends up getting through, but Chad ends up causing that deal. Gonna have to say that one was on Chad. Ended up spinning the tires and causing the big checkup on the start, so I'm gonna give Chad the UL for that one. So Chad gonna get the UL for that deal.
Damn it, Chad.
Gonna give Chris his UL.
It had
asking for. But see a few cars stayed out. Actually, I don't know what happened. I think a few cars trapped lap down, maybe. Johnny and Clayton, just go around Pace Truck, and we'll clear the black flag.
Simple.
Clayton, go around Pace Car. But, yeah, that's going to be pretty big.
I get the black clear because I didn't know that I didn't buy a truck.
Gonna have Charlie or Brady starting there. He's gonna be P2 on this restart. Gonna have Colin and Chris. Gave him his UL, but he'll have to drop to the back. So sorry, Chris, you have to fourth. But I ended up giving him an UL. But Brandon looks like it's all gonna switch back out. He's gonna be up there, back up there. A lot of cars. Obviously, he's going to the back, so gonna have to give up all the spots. Big restart. Let's try to interview Chad.
Chad, yeah, then it knocked me straight back down.
Oh. Who was talking? Sorry, Chad. Maybe not the best time to try to interview Chad, but I think we're coming back to one to go. So everybody's gonna get ready to roll green. Everybody's waiting. Clayton got damage fixed. Johnny got damage fixed. And we are
going to
go.
I'm going to the back, guys.
We're going to go one here. So, into the restart zone now. We're going to try to go. Hurry, Clayton. Go catch Phil, Clayton. But pace car lights are out, so he's going to dip off this time. Everybody's going to go around.
I think you're supposed to be on out.
Doug, just clear penalties on this restart. But Clayton and Brady going to lead him, Charlie and Brady going to lead him to the green now. Here we go, into the restart zone they go, and Charlie takes off. Clean restart looks like for everybody for now. Charlie with a monster jump. Little check up from everybody. Everybody seems to be rolling clean. Charlie's going to get through this restart and have nearly half a straightaway lead on everybody. But everybody's going to try to single file out, get running through the field. See Joey stuck on that outside line. Go through turn one. He's going to be the only car stuck on that outside line. He finally gets clear of Adam. Adam gets in line. One of the newer guys we picked up last night. He's fast on these short tracks. A little bit about him. He's a 1.8K I-rated driver. B-class. He's going to get in the back of... Nick going to run into him. And he's going to get in the back of Joey. And, big wreck again out the back. They're still making contact. What happened on that deal? Ooh. It happened a little bit further back. 20, Colin tried to check up, and Johnny hit him and ran into him. And that ended up causing that one right there. Sucks for Colin. He's been having some pretty bad luck on that deal. But Adam ends up getting to the rear bumper of Joey and spins him around. Not much more to say.
Hello.
Adam, and it looked like Adam ended up getting the rear bumper of Joey, and that's what spun him, so Adam gonna receive the UL. Trying to admin this is not the best. I'm going to try to edit out all the yellows and things like that, or try to, so. We're trying to get it going. Slow pace laps here. Interview Greg. Greg, you got a copy? Greg? Don't think Greg is here. Don't think he's here. Let's go ahead and talk to Charlie. Charlie, you're leading this deal. A few laps into it, only 20 laps in. Took the lead on that start and haven't looked back. What do you got to say about it?
The tire dipping that I'm doing is definitely helping. I don't know. Just trying not to suck the best that I can. I'm not sure if you remember or not, but I was a little upset after practice. Four-wheel tire dipping, that's the best way to do it. Just trying to keep the truck in one piece, trying not to spin out on these all these damn restarts, because, you know, you get a good launch in second, but, you know, that's only if you can get the rear tires to actually hook up. But no, we'll see what happens. I plan on pitting at lap 30.
All right, remember, guys, we got a...
I probably won't take tires. I'll probably not take tires until 60, to be honest, but we'll see what happens.
All righty, 10-4. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay, Charlie, get ready. Race resume. Charlie, guy going to be restarting on the pole here. Going to have Brady to his outside, Jeremy and Brandon on row number 2, and then Chad and Chris. Gonna be P number 5 and 6 in row number 3. So back on this restart now, they're gonna be going back green. So lap 22 restart. Charlie gonna have the pole on this old deal. Charlie closing on the restart. Got Brady to his outside once again. They're gonna be entering the restart zone now. Charlie takes off. Clean restart. Nick gets in the back of Chad. Chad struggling with this gear changes so far. Got Adam going on the inside now. Chad really struggling with his gear changes early in this race. Everybody seems to be doing okay out the back so far. Everybody's just kind of making moves. See Chris going up the track pretty far. But Brandon maybe got in the wall a little bit there. That's going to slow him down quite a bit. Almost running the back of right there. Joey over the corner just a little bit, but they're going to all get back going green. Chad to the point, or working his way back through the field. He's going to be P number five as they cross the line now. P5 for Chad after getting that EOL early. Ended up causing the first one on that restart. That's going to be big. He's ended up gaining a bunch of spots. Everybody in this field looks like they got damage except for the leader, Charlie. But you see Chad's trying to work around his buddy Nick. Their two are in Discord together. So they're trying to find their way around this track. Chad, really good short track guy, was ended up qualifying on the pole. Top of the board at the end of practice. Now he's going to have to try to fight his way through the field in the race. So going to be fun to watch him try to make up as much time as he can. He's P4 now. But as they go through the corner, let's take a look through this field. Got Joey. He's sitting 7th as they cross the line. Brandon 8th. Doug 9th. Actually, Clayton 9th now. Doug 10th. Doug dropping back quite a few spots. As you see, but everybody still looking like they're rolling fine. Rolling all clear currently at the moment. But Doug just trying to be conservative, trying to fight his way through the field and get through it. Looks like be there at the end of this race. Johnny is a lap down, so is Colin. They ended up having to take their damage fix, but one in the wall. Don't know who that was, but as we look at the rear bumper of Charlie, looking out back at Brady. Brady doing a solid job. Charlie not pulling away too far from Brady. It looks like Nick and Chad are closing in on Brady. So, but as we say there, we're going to have a yellow. Don't know who it was. Was it Corey? Doesn't look like it. Who was the yellow on? Don't think I see. Who was the yellow on? Trying to get listening to chat. I don't know who that was on. When was the yellow out? I believe Corey hit the wall. Yeah, Corey did end up getting to the wall there. Tried to shift out, and he got on the wall pretty hard. I don't know where what the yellow is for, though. I'm not really for sure what the yellow was for there. Stage. Never mind. I realized. My bad. Gonna have to watch that because the stage is not my deal. I'm not throwing the stages or doing nothing like that, so I'm gonna have to kind of be careful with that, watching those. But as we have everybody going through the corner in pit road, see how many people take their fast pairs. Clayton just gonna take his fast pair, not gonna worry about anything else. A few cars did stay out though. You hear Charlie in his interview say he was gonna stay out on it. So is Adam. Adam ends up staying out on that deal. I'm going to interview Adam now. Adam, this is Came Up in the Booth. You got me?
Yep.
Well, running P2. We're going to be lining up P2 on this restart now. Had a little bit of trouble early. Got into a wreck. Got an EOL early. And now you're going to be working your way back to the field. Made your way back to the field. What do you think it's going to... How are you going to try to get this next stage win and finish this race off?
I don't know that I can with the old tires. I took tires in the last pit stop, so that's why I didn't pit this time and
got
enough
field
to run the rest of the race. So we'll see how it goes.
Everybody run low on the caution.
Hopefully Brandon can hold everybody up behind me here enough to let us get ahead.
Alrighty, well, sounds like a plan. Good luck the rest of the race.
Thanks.
Adam, one of the new guys, he's actually pretty cool. Had first time talking to him earlier, a little bit earlier, and he's actually really cool to talk to, so... Fun guy in that slick paint scheme, elite paint scheme. Nice white, black, and blue. I really do like that truck. Arguably, one of the best paint. Oh, I didn't realize Brandon had the same paint scheme, so they're buddies. That's cool to see them too. I didn't even realize that he had the same paint scheme. But they do have a paint scheme, so two of the elite drivers, maybe that'll be the team deal. I'm considering making a team chat or doing different things or something with it and putting these guys could do elite deal and a few of the other chats, but he's going to be starting P2 on this restart. His teammate and Brandon going to be starting on his outside or on his inside to the left. A little bit further to the field here. You saw Chad Pitt. He ended up taking his damage. But gonna give Chris his EOL like he asked for before the race. I don't know who we're on bumper cam with right now. Not for sure. I think that was Corey. But yeah, just kind of pacing laps right now. Gonna have to just be careful with it and watch what's going on. See everybody rolling, but yeah, just watching out here. As the stage rolls, though, Charlie ended up winning the stage. So, Charlie led every lap so far during this deal. The pace car lights are out, so he's going to have to be, he's going to have to lead 90 more to get the victory today. Man, Martinsville's a hard race to announce, but here we go. Heading into this deal. See the pace car pulls off. See the field going through 3 and 4. A lot of UL, so everybody's kind of single file now. But as we got Brady and Adam now leading them to the green. Charlie, a really slow restart. He's in the restart zone, and he's gone. Gets a big jump. Brandon's going to go to the inside of his teammate, Adam. Looking to look. He's not going to be able to be there, though. Brandon was talking to him earlier today. This is only his how many laps in this race? That's how many he's got. He ran about 50 in practice, and that's all he's got. So 37 laps in, 37 laps of racing for him at Martinsville. Not much more he can do. This is kind of the best way to learn, get put in the fire. But you see him, he's up in the black stuff. That's not going to help him. Going to end up having Nick go around him, and then Clayton end up going around him. Doug looking to go around him now. Everybody's still single filed out, fighting for that bottom. Oh, Brady's going to be sideways out back, and he's going to spin. That's going to be yellow number 4. Another yellow. Brady ends up spinning it on that hold, on that restart. A few laps into it. Finally, looked like we're going to go green. Brady ended up getting loose and spinning out there. Let's go back and see what happened from his onboard. Gets in the corner, maybe a little bit too shallow. Clips the curb, ends up clipping the curb, and just going for a spin. You see the damage in the mirror, not probably helping, but as soon as he went up the track, looked like it rotated good, and right there, clips the curb, gets sideways, stays in the throttle, trying to keep it stay in it, and drive off, but just too much angle into it by here, you know, so he just locked him down. Good job on keeping it off the wall and not backing into anybody. Good job on the save there, Brady. We get back rolling now. Still not much going through now. Everybody got Joey pitting, but it doesn't look like anybody else is. So Joey still pitting. Everybody else staying out, though. Obviously, that's the stage. Everybody ended up staying out on that deal. Greg, you got me?
I see that. Yeah, what up, Kate?
Hey, what's up, man? Saw you join. Got Greg up in the booth. He's not running this race, but he's here just kind of watching in the background. So fun to have Greg up here. Greg, I know Nick was kind of talking about a sponsorship deal. He's got Everett Enterprises on his truck. Did you watch the race hub from earlier this week?
No, I missed the race hub.
You have to check it out. He was talking quite fondly of you, so.
I definitely appreciate that, you know, and Everett Enterprises, we intend to be, you know, intricate sponsor for WTF, you know, and keep some vehicles, some cars and trucks out here on the track, you know.
Definitely a nice looking paint scheme in that nice dark purple with the pretty looking logos. Definitely a cool looking car, so. Fun to have you on the car.
Oh yeah, and we're we're going to be a little Hendrick's Motorsports. We have a Beatty and Sanders sponsor coming on board, as well as Tiny Tot Family Child Care. So we'll be putting cars out all year to support WTF and keep it going, you know?
Yes, sir. Sounds like a plan. See Brandon getting the UL there. He's going to the back. That one was on Brady. He ended up self-spinning, so Brady, I'm going to give Brady the UL. I forgot to do that a little bit earlier, so Brady moves out of line, knows he's going to go to the back. Thought he was going to get away with it, ended up not.
Damn it, Brady.
But so far, everybody's having a fun time, looks like. Maybe not for some, having troubles getting through the early parts, but pace car lights are off. We're going to go green this time. You see the pace car pull off into pit road. Charlie and Adam, once again, going to lead them to the green. Field stacking up as they come off of turn number 4. Adam, a little bit far back for this restart. But in the restart zone they go, and Charlie is underway. Under throttle, Adam going to spin tires big. That's going to be able to let Clayton get to his inside. But everybody's going to be all right. Clayton's going to go to the inside of Adam. Doug sitting P6. He's looking to get around Brandon. Brandon opened the door a little bit. Clayton almost into the back bumper of Adam. Not Adams, but Adam Caps, Mr. Caps. On a P3, but looking like a battle for the lead is starting to heat up. Got Nick on Charlie's back bumper. Remember the history between these two at USA. Ended up having a battle. Got into it just a little bit at the end of the race and costed him. But right now, Nick trying to work his way around Charlie. Has a little bit of a run down the backstretch. He's going to look low. Going to be smart and play it off. A little bit of front end damage. I think he pitted on that restart. Adam a little bit loose. You can see on the back bumper. But Chad and Nick going to have to battle it for the lead. They're side by side out back behind them. Clayton and Adam. Clayton around the outside. He's going to have to fight him. Adam's going to get a little bit loose on the curb. All fair play here at Martinsville. See Clayton trying to find his way around him on the back bumper still. Almost to it. A little bit of nudge on exit maybe. He's going to look low down the back straightaway. Rolls reversed. Heading into turn number 3 as the last time. Clayton going to keep it on the bottom. It's going to be side-by-side down the front stretch. Battle for third. And out back behind them was a battle for fourth. Duggett was to the inside of Brandon, but he ended up not being able to. They're still going to be side-by-side in front of them. Clayton driving it in deep, trying to stay behind him. Stay on his inside on the roof cam of these two. Two Toyotas battling. See the two out back or in front of them have pulled a pretty major gap. A little bit of contact there on the exit. Adam gets in the wall. Clayton almost into the back bumper of Adams. Maybe went for a move. And that's going to cost him big. He's going to go up the hill. Now he's going to have Doug on his back bumper looking to the inside. Doug, he's going to go for it. Doug with that clean paint scheme. Car looking clean for now at the moment, but I think battle for the lead. Still kind of staying within that .03 gap. Nick really hasn't tried to do nothing too big or aggressive. Doug gets in the wall a little bit down the front stretch. But Brandon still holding off Clayton. Nick out back behind them trying to... Chad out back behind them trying to figure out a way to get it by Doug. Doug stays low for him. We're looking on the back of Clayton's car. They're going to be side by side. Clayton has a nose on him down the back straightaway. Chad ends up clearing Doug around the outside of this corner, and there's going to be a yellow. I have to find out where. You see the 20 of Colin in the pits, so wondering if that was him. It was. He ended up getting in the wall. Trying to avoid Chris. ends up trying to avoid him, gets on the wall, then gets back on the throttle and spins. Don't know where the leaders were, but it was enough to spin. So Collins ends up getting in, causing the yellow on that one. He ends up spinning after the longest green flag run we've had till lap 55. So everybody's having a solid run so far. Everybody's starting to get the rhythm of it, get back into the groove, it seems like. But Colin ends up spinning, maybe trying to avoid Chris just a little bit, and he ends up spinning. Let's go ahead and take a look who's coming down pit road. You see Doug coming down pit road. I think he might be the only one. Yes, Doug, Mitchell, and Vinny, Johnny, Mitchell, and Doug coming down pit road now. See how they get into their stalls. Doug got one of the awkward pit stalls right around the corner, but closer to the front in that number four stall. See the left sides go up. Getting fuel, tires, everything that you need. Pace car on the front stretch. Still got Charlie, though. Still got Charlie leading. Actually, that was Chad pitting, too. So Chad pitting as well, lap later. But Nick, closer than what he was on the restart. He's going to be able to have a chance to get around Charlie. Charlie led every lap of this race so far. Hasn't pitted yet, either. Nick, I believe, has pitted on lap 32. From what my little ticker showing. So Nick pitted on lap 32. Charlie Stallman, fresh set. He's the only guy that's on the tires from the start of the race, and he's able to hold them off. Got Adam. He pitted on lap 12. So he's got older tires than Nick and Clayton. Clayton able to, that's going to help him close up to the back bumper of Adam and get a little bit closer. So gonna be able to watch that battle. And Brandon with Brady behind him, same situation. Brandon pitted on lap 12, Brady on 32, so he's gonna have fresher tires than him. Joey pitted on lap 41, and pretty much everybody out back behind them has pitted this last yellow. So gonna be watching on this restart. A lot of battles gonna happen to the field. But Noah Martin, so a caution breeds cautions. We got a green flag run, and hopefully it goes green the rest of the way. We'll see.
NRK.
Yes, sir.
Race control just called out. Your stage is 70.
70? All right. I was gonna ask you if you could be the information runner and go and ask if they were gonna.
Yeah, race control
still, so
just called it out.
10 laps till the stage.
70.
All right, 10 laps till the stage. Appreciate it there, Greg. Appreciate that
a
lot.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem.
But you're going to see pace car pull off now, heading into pit road. Charlie on the pole. Nick on his outside. Chad and Clayton, row number two for this restart. But as they come to the restart zone, see Colin up on the outside. I don't know what. What's going on there? Colin ended up going around, but Nick with a good restart. First restart of the night where someone's able to hold around the outside, and he is. Fresher tires. Nick going to have a nose on Charlie heading down the backstretch into turn number three. They're going to be side by side off of turn number four. Almost a bit of contact, but they're still going to be side by side entering turn number one. Side by side battle for the lead. Looks like at the moment, between the last 2 weeks of hosting races, looks like these two are going to be the two battling for the championship, and we know how much they like each other, so this championship could get good. But they're being really clean and respectful right now, having a great battle. Only for the stage, remember. Lap 63 got a stage at 70, so they're still side-by-side. Wow, Nick able to hold around the outside. Haven't seen that move happen in a while. He's going to try to cross over. Not going to be able to get there. Maybe have a little bit of a run down the front stretch. No, he's going to sit back, sit in line. Remember, just for the stage. Not going to do stage points in the league, but still going to have stages, get people around. few more battles, I guess. But, Nick, a little bit older tires, or a little bit newer tires, 30 lap fresher tires at least. Charlie on lap 50 tires, Nick on 20 lap old tires. So, Nick, see on the front stretch, got a little loose. Ended up costing him quite a bit, but can he run him down? And last night, Adam was, he joined just last night, and he's already making a statement. He's running P3 at Martinsville. He's up 8 spots. He's the biggest mover of the race. Got Clayton and Brady behind him. So two guys that you never really think to see at a short track be up at the front, but they are. Clayton, solid run in P number 4, and Brady P number 5, but has like come across the line to take lap, complete lap 67, or take the lap 67. Charlie's going to lead it. That's a big lap to lead lap 67. Come off the corner. Nick a little bit sideways. Let's go on board with him these last few laps. See, kind of up the track. Trying to get a good run off, but he's definitely loose off the corner. Burning up those rears could be big. It's all going to be about car saving. He's way loose now. You spin the tires once, it'll cost you a lot the rest of the race. So you see how much time he's lost now. You spin it or overdrive it, overheat those tires, you're not going to have any grip. Got to keep him in that sweet spot. And he just doesn't look like he's going to be able to. But caution's going to come out. Lap 70 for that stage. So everybody's going to be doing it good, but that's going to end up doing it there for the stage. Okay. Charlie, our stage 2 winner. Congratulations. Nick, solid run of P2. They're going to both be coming out pit road. Vicious battle. Everybody's coming out pit road, I believe. Except for a few that stayed out right there. We'll have to see who that was when they come on a left front stretch. That was Jeremy. Jeremy ended up staying out. He last pitted on that last yellow. So he's going to try to stay out, take the gamble. So is Chad. He stayed out on that last yellow. So two guys going to try to take the money's worth, but we're going to have to see who gets the race off of pit road. See a few cars already moving. Brady is going to win the race off pit road. Don't know if he took 2 tires or what he took, but that could be pretty big. Nick coming out behind him. Joey, Doug, Adam, Mitchell, Colin, Clayton, Brandon, and Johnny. Going to round off the race off pit road, but Nick back at the front. He's kind of shuffled out to most of the guys that you think would – you'd see up front. Jeremy been quick the last few nights. He's going to lead him back to the green. Going to have Chad on his outside, Brady and Charlie, first two off pit road. So only had 2 stay out on that deal. Going to interview with Chad. You got any questions you want to ask Chad, Greg? Who do you think that we should interview? Who do you think?
Oh.
Jeremy going to lead him to the green. Chad going to be starting on his outside. Brady having a solid run, working his way back through the field.
Well, Brady, Brady kind of surprised me tonight.
You want to interview Brady? We can interview Brady.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, do that.
All right, Brady, we're going to interview you now. Going to be starting P3 on this restart. Had a little bit of trouble early. Got that at UL. Ended up coming first off of pit road. What do you think it's going to take to lead these next 50 laps and win this deal?
I will need a caution. I know that I couldn't take any tires. iRacing had a little bit of a glitch earlier where it took away a set of tires and I didn't get a fresh set of tires for some reason. So iRacing just glitched out on that. But I just got to do my best to try to stay clean and try to stay up here with these old tires. And when caution comes out, probably take a 4 set, see what I can do. Start from the back end when that happens, but we'll see.
Yes, sir. Well, good luck the rest of the race. And then you come to the green. Good luck. Been very impressive so far.
Thank you.
Nice little chat with Brady. Brady, fun to interview. Him and Nick did that race hub deal with them earlier this week, but as they come to the restart zone, Jeremy and Chad going to lead them to the green. Two more experienced guys, two of the quicker guys. Jeremy gets a good restart. Nick going to give a big shove to the back of Brady. Charlie trying to figure out his way to go around. He's first one off four tires, as you heard. Brady ended up not being able to take some. Charlie going to look to dive to the inside of Chad. Not going to be thinking better of it. Smart move by Charlie. But Chad's going to take the lead off of turn four. Nick also trying to find his way. He's big sideways. He's going to lose it down the front stretch and wreck big. They're going to wreck also behind them with Doug and Joey. Big wreck. That's going to cost Nick a lot. Been talking about it all night. Or talked to him in the race before. Greg, go ahead, take a look at this. Let me fix this for you. Take a look at this.
Ended up... Hold on, okay. Let me get there, please.
Not showing up on your monitor? There you go.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Got it up on your monitor. So you see Nick gets loose down the straightaway, tries to correct it, and just too much will into it. He ends up getting too loose and getting in the inside wall. And as we back it up, looks like Doug was just looking to make a move on Joey and ends up costing them two as well. They end up getting into the wall. Clayton ends up making it through, though, but as we look, see what Clayton saw during that restart, or on the front stretch that time. See, that's when you see Nick's door numbers. He's looking. Then you see Joey and Doug making contact.
Oh, yes.
He's just able to squeak through the middle. Did he get clipped in that? I don't know. Maybe you have to show a little bit of better.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Real close.
A little close, but then it ended up getting hit by anybody, and he just goes around.
No, he just spun around. He just went around.
He ended up just going around.
Yeah, he just went around.
He ended up somehow making it through, just a little bit of a slide, and he's going to be all right. Got back going, no problems there. So everybody gets back rolling, though, but...
It hurts my race team, you know.
Your driver, Nick, ends up making the mistake, and that's kind of the big deal, or a really big deal. Martinsville, a place where just mistakes can cost you and add up, and it's going to cost Nick the biggest there. It was kind of a two-deal thing right there that caused that yellow. Nick ended up spinning on the front stretch, and then Joey and Doug ended up making contact, so... just kind of going to leave it. I know that you guys are kind of at the back now anyway, so just no EULs for that one.
Oh, my Embry Enterprise.
That fine-looking purple truck, he's going to have to go back into the pits. He's going to try to get as much damage as he can fixed, and I don't think that's going to be good for your race team, Greg.
I know how Rick Hendricks feel now.
Yeah. Definitely a hit when you lose one of your cars or one of your cars gets in a wreck, but he's trying to get as much damage as he can fixed. Go on board with Doug. A little bit, but a lot. See, 13, Mr. Steal Your Girl and Catch These Hands. Number 13 truck. But still, on that restart, Chad ended up taking the lead. Ended up getting around Charlie. Or ended up getting around Jeremy on the inside. Charlie thought about making it three wide in that one corner. Was smart to back out of it. Not cause it. A little too early to be making moves like that. So coming back to lap 82, going to be restarting on Charlie on the outside on new tires. Chad, 30 lap old tires by now. And they're going to come back into the restart zone for the restart. See Nick trying to catch up to the back of the field now, but as they creep closer into the restart zone. Chad and Charlie lead him to the green. Chad takes off. Good restart by Chad. That's going to let Charlie get back in behind him. Good restart throughout the field that time. Brandon a little bit up the hill. He's going to go in the black stuff. Not where you want to be here at Martinsville. Up there, there's no banking. So, no banking, no turn. Definitely going to hurt him. But Chad going to end up leading the lap there. In the league race, that would count towards for an extra point, so that'd be big to get those extra points any way that you can, even if it's just staying out on a yellow or getting off cycle or whatever. But see, working the back bumper of Chad with that peanut paint scheme, but Charlie gonna have a good run on exit. Gonna try to sneak up underneath him. Go on board with Brady, sitting a solid P2, but still focus on this battle, or P3. Still focus on this battle for the lead. Charlie should be able to clear him, not this corner with them fresher tires, and he does. Can Chad fight back at all? Gonna have a little bit of a run. Gonna stall out now. Charlie back to the point on lap 85. That's gonna put Chad P2. Brady P3. Brady, I would say the biggest surprise of the race, maybe. He's had a big race today. Hopefully he can stay and keep running it, doing what he's been doing throughout this whole deal. But, you know, he's in a solid part of the track. Or part of the field. So, cool to see him up front for once. Usually the guy you see at the start of the race up front then makes a mistake and then ends up at the back. But now he's able to fight his way through the field after that early incident. And he's back to it. So he's on the same lap old tires as Charlie. Both pitted on lap 71. Jeremy behind him on lap 58 tires. So, and then everybody else in the field pitted on lap later. So 71, 71, 71, and the Doug on lap 78. So everybody behind him on fresher tires, but Brady on them fresher tires struggling. Jeremy's going to get to his inside on the backstretch, heading into turn number 3 and off of turn number 4. Looks like Jeremy not going to be clear. Brady going to fight around the outside. Really holding it out there. Brady doing a solid job holding around the outside. Brady's the biggest mover, tied with Adam at the moment, 5 spots from the start of the race. Chad and Charlie have swapped spots from the start of the race, but Jeremy's going to be clear off of turn 4. That's going to put Brady stuck on out outside. Big deal with Martinsville. Don't get stuck on out outside. You'll get freight train is what's happened to Brady. He's not able to fight it. He's going to try to get down. Not going to be able to. Adam going to be back to his inside. Entering turn number 3. Adam's going to get a little bit loose. Hits the curb and they're going to make contact. Brady backs it into the fence. And that's going to cost both of them. Adam ends up getting onto the curb. Let's take a look at that. As we see down the front back stretch, Brady thinks about trying to throw the block, tries to get in front of him, but you see Adam gets loose on entry. Then he ends up driving over the curb and just gets in the door of Brady, and that costs both of them. Big incident. Brandon actually ends up squeaking through. Solid move by Brandon to make it through. Same thing with Doug. Doug ends up driving over the curb. Let's go on board with Doug and watch what he saw from that spot. See, it all started on entry. Brandon, as soon as he got onto the concrete, gets loose, drives up into the door of Brady. Brandon has to shoot the gap to the middle, and Doug just wide open and turns left, and he's able to get by it. So, amazing moves by both of them. Doug's going to have to give up the spot, and he's going to go to the back. Chad pitted that time, too. He's going to take 4 tires. Alrighty, looked like that was on Adam. Ended up getting loose on Itchery, and he came up the track and got into the door of Brady. No harm, no foul, just hard racing, but that one was on Adam, so Adam will receive the EVO. So, alrighty. Solid running from everybody once we got past those first few laps or cautions of the race. Everybody seems to be running pretty fast, pretty good. So, Charlie going to be leading it once again. Let's go. Who do you want to interview, Greg? Who are you thinking? Adam's having a solid run. Jeremy's.
Oh no, Gabe. It's on you. It's Charlie. On you. I'm kind of watching my truck and what my driver's doing tonight.
I'll interview Chad here.
Okay.
Yeah. Chad, got you in the booth. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, ended up pitting that last yellow. Gonna have to be starting pretty far back in the field. Took 4 tires. I'm assuming that time. What do you think it's gonna be? What do you think is going to have to happen for you to be able to get back up to the front and win this deal?
A lot of cautions. Very lot of cautions. Unfortunately, I got caught speeding, so I got to go to the back. So try and get by some of these guys is going to be pretty hard.
Caught speeding, that's going to cost you. That's a big deal. So, well, good luck for these last... Probably going to get back going with about 28 to go. So good luck the rest of the way. Hopefully see you here at the end.
All
Yeah, I hope so. Appreciate it.
Chad, always one of the, probably the most respectful guy, funniest guy to talk to, hang out with. Definitely has a lot of racing experience, has a lot of heart for racing, so cool to see him. Gonna be fun to watch him come to the field, know that for a fact, but Nick and Brady gonna be side by side in row number 3. Those two just pitted. They're on the freshest two tires front of the field. Lap 92, Mitchell pitted lap 93. And Doug, 92. So everybody back behind Nick and Brady going to be on the freshest tires. So Charlie and Jeremy going to be leading them to the green now. Into the restart zone. Lap 95. Restart. Charlie gets a good restart. Clayton ends up being able to go with him. Maybe not first initial start of the race. Ends up overdrives the corner. He gets into Jeremy big. Overdrives the corner. Gets into Jeremy. Everybody saves it and keeps driving. Good save by Jeremy. Ends up getting tagged by Clayton, but that's going to help Nick and Brady get through. That's going to be big. Brady and Nick on the freshest tires in the field, and they're got the track position. Only car in front of them, Charlie, the leader. So see how they are going to end up getting through the field, but two cars out back going to be battling back here. A little bit of curve for Joey. He's going to get up the hill into Brandon. As we see Adam trying to go to his inside. They're going to be three wide heading in turn number one. Everybody's going to try to back out of it. That's going to check everybody up. Chad's not going to be able to get around any of them. Chad trying to figure out a way to get by it. Joey maybe pinching a little bit. Chad going to just try to be smart, try to get through this little back of the field pack. He's going to be to the inside of Joey heading into turn number one. And he's going to get in the back bumper of Adam. Adam saves it. Big save by Adam. Hell of a save. But as we're kind of going to scope out through the field, Nick not catching Charlie by much. Still 0.6 of a second gap. Nick right behind him, though. Brady all kind of in a single file line. Everybody trying to, but yellow is out. Don't see a lot of cars. Chad by himself. Think it was that gap. Yes, it was. As Chad had the back out of it, you see going down into turn number 3. Joey following Adam. He ends up getting to the left rear of him. Spins him. One save. Was able to be able to save it. Two. Wasn't able to. Second hit. That's going to spin and flip Joey. Joey ended up flipping there. Wow, that was a hard hit. Brandon ended up getting to him. But Joey ends up spinning Adam, and that's what cost it. Ooh, a little spin out there, too. Getting loose, and he's going to spin. But that one looked like it was on Joey. He ended up getting the back of Adam and spinning him around. So going to have to give the UL to Joey on that one. See, Chad gets in the back of him, has a big save, and this is the next corner. Ends up costing a big save for Adam. Off of turn number 2, not able to save it off of turn number 4. And Joey's going to receive the UL for that one. Chad ends up gaining the spots. Was having struggle getting through the field. But, see, still front 3 stayed out on that restart. Let's see. Who you want to interview? Let's see. I kind of trying to figure out who we should interview. Let's interview Nick. Let's interview your driver, Greg. Nick?
Yes.
You was at the start of that restart, the freshest tires in the field. You're up to P2, got 20 lap fresher tires than Nick, Charlie, and you're going to have about 20 laps to go on this deal. What do you think it's going to take to get around Charlie and end up holding him off for these last 20 lap shootout?
I don't know. I'm kind of still deciding what I'm going to do. We're on the outside, depending on how this restart goes. If it goes good, I do want it to go green. If it goes bad, then, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm still deciding how I'm going to do it. I'm either going to lay back for a while, save tires, see, because I don't know if he has a set left trying to pit like he did at USA. But I'm either doing that or I'm going to push hard now.
Come on the outside, Joey.
But I don't really know. We'll see.
All righty. Well, sounds like a plan. Good luck, Lars, to the race. Actually, while we're in here, you got your team owner, Greg, up here. He's watching from from the booth. Greg, got anything to tell your driver? A little motivational speech?
Hey, Nick, just keep doing what you're doing. You know what to do, so do it, okay? Just bring it home for Everett Enterprise.
There we go. Thank you, Greg.
All right now.
Thank you. I know. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, go.
Alrighty, we're going to get back for the restart. Lap 105 restart. Charlie and Nick going to lead them to the green. These two battled out for the win at USA. Ended up making contact late in the race on a late race restart. And they're going to come through 3 and 4 for this restart with 20 laps to go. Nick lagging back just a little bit. You heard him say he was going to try to lag back on the restart and see what happened. Charlie, a really slow restart, playing maybe a little bit of games. So you have to talk to race call driver, make contact, and wreck down the front stretch. Big wreck.
What did Charlie do?
Big wreck.
He turned right down on him.
Team Motor Greg, I'm going to need you to calm down a little bit. It looked like Charlie spun the tires. Looked like Charlie spun the tires on that one. Definitely, didn't mean to hit that. Charlie spins the tires and causes the big one on a late race restart. Had the lead, had the track position. He spins the tires, and that's going to cost him. Was talking about it, saying the entire race, mistakes are going to cost it. And the mistakes are going to cost Charlie here. Going to cost Charlie big. Going to cost Nick. Wow. They're both on their lid. Charlie ends up resetting. Nick ends up resetting. Charlie still sitting there like a pig on ice trying to get flipped. Unfortunate for Charlie, but that definitely was interesting to say the least. Brady ends up making it through that wreck on the restart. Was starting third. Was thinking that may not be where, but as soon as Brady gave him a hit, they all took off. Charlie hooked right and was just able to get through as you see him roll wreck behind him. See it from the gearbox cam. Ends up getting way sideways. They all make contact and they're up and over. Only cars that made it out of that deal was Brady, Adam. Let's see, Clayton ends up getting through it. Doug ended up getting through that deal, I think, as well.
No, but, Doug did not.
Doug did not get through it, as we're hearing from Doug. He joined us up in the booth. Had a quick scooter to get up to the booth. But I think only three cars in the lead lap, if I'm correct. Brady staying out. He's going to be in the lead. We just interviewed Nick and said, you know, they're going to be having to try.
Anyway, we can get waved around so we can pit.
Doug, you have a minute. Go ahead. You have a minute the rest of the way.
What do we need here?
Chad was asking for a thing, so you go ahead. You going to race control channel. You figure it out. Join me back in the booth after. What? But I think he was asking to get waved around to fix it all and stuff. Wow, that's a big restart. That is, could be really, really big. You see Brady actually blinking out a little bit, but we're going to delay the yellow here. Get everybody waved back around and stuff like that. Chad and Jeremy go around the pace car and they catch back up to the field. But after a late race spin, late race incident, that is costing, well, costing a lot of people. Or it cost half the field. We only got five cars left, it looks like. So, going to be 5 to 6 cars left in this field. Lay it one more time here as we're trying to get everybody get back around. Doug gonna race control it from the rest of the race now. Yeah, that definitely was not the restart anybody was hoping for. But everybody but Brady, I'd say. I know Brady and Nick were kind of talking during Race Hub about maybe doing a little bit of a team up and joining, trying to convince Brady to join Greg Enterprises and maybe the convincing might be happening right now. So just Brady out front, Adam to his outside, Clayton behind him. So all the biggest movers are actually up to the front now. Brady up 7 spots, Adam up 9. Clayton started third, he's sitting third. So a few of the guys that have been running at the back the entire race are up at the front now. Looks like it's going to be a single file restart. Everybody's going to have EOLs, and Adam's going to be the only one on the top, it looks like. So everybody had an EOL. Everybody's going to have to start there. And Brady in the lead at Martinsville. Going to be about 10 lap shootout here, and they're green. 11 laps to go here at Martinsville. Brady's leading them through 1 and 2. Adam pitted on lap 102. Brady on lap 92. So 10 lap fresher tires from Adam. See how he uses them to get through this field. Brady, a little bit on the curb. That's how he spun earlier. He's going to have to be careful with that. But, oh, this could be big, boys. Going to be a hell of a battle. A few of the guys that have been having problems all race had to get through the field. They're up at the front now. Top three. Oh, some of the higher I-rating guys in the field. 1,500 from Brady. 1,800 from Adam. And 2,000 from Clayton. So some of the higher I-rated guys in this field, they're going to be duking out for these last 8 laps. Brady hard on the brakes, trying to get that thing to rotate. Not got the grip in the tires to be able to rotate through the corner as good as Adam. But able to still hold them off for now. Is Adam just trying to be patient? He's going to have to wait to make that move. Brady can't cost himself with a mistake. We see it happen all night. Nick ended up making a mistake, went to the back, fought his way up to the front, then ended up getting on the wreck. Charlie made that mistake on the restart. Now he's out. So it's going to have to be mistake-free race the rest of the way for Brady to end up winning this deal. Clayton going to look to the inside of Adam. Not going to be close enough. Guy that we haven't talked about all race, Jolly out back behind them. He's going to be P4 on the freshest tires in the field, lap 109 set of tires. On Clayton's back bumper. Adam, he's loose down the backstretch. He's going to hit the inside wall. He stays running, though. Good save by him. Mistake, mistake, mistake. Brady has a decent gap now with Clayton behind him. 5 laps to go here at Martinsville. Brady in the lead. Clayton, 10 lap fresher tires, same situation. Trying to catch Brady. Can he do it? Brady, one of the guys you never expected to be up front at the end of these deals, is here in the race lab, in the race hub. He was talking about how he wanted to get his first WTF race and win during this season. May come a little earlier. He's tied on exit. Almost gets into the wall. 3 laps to go for Brady. On board with both of these guys. Johnny, lying back pretty far. Let's just see how Clayton tries to work Brady. Brady up the hill. Going to get a good run on exit. Yes, he does. Clayton to his back bumper. He's going to look to the inside. Heading into turn number 1. He's there. He's loose on entry. Got a door, Brady. He gets into him. Johnny to his inside. Clayton with the lead off of turn number 2. A little bit of contact between him and Brady. Johnny overdrives it. Clayton overdrives it. That's going to cost him, and the yellow's out. Wow.
Another one.
See what they're talking about in chat.
Karma racks again.
It's going to be a green, white, checkered. Let's go back and look at that. I would have said move of the race if he was able to hold on to it. Clayton gets a good run down the back on the front stretch. Perfect move, gets to his inside. saw it right here, overdrove it just a little bit and got loose, ends up getting to the curb, gets into him, and then just not able to hold it. Looks like going through through it.
Is there a lucky dog on that?
Need to mute that. Yeah, so as you can see, gets into it just a little bit, and right rear to left front, pushes Brady up the track. Would have said that may have been the move of the race if he was able to hold it, but goes in the corner, maybe looking in the mirror too much to try to hold off Johnny. Johnny overdrives it, which I think made Clayton overdrive it, and he spins, which costs him. And Brady back into P2. So Brady, big pressure on Brady now. big pressure. Was clearly one of the quickest cars in the field late in this deal. He's going to have a green-white checker to try to get around Johnny. Going to be starting on the outside, though. Johnny and Mitchell are two good friends. They're going to be starting on the bottom together. Going to have to see what happens. I don't know. You got a few cars right there that are hungry for this deal. Adam, been in a lot of it. He's going to be starting P4. Jeremy was quick early in this race. Probably one of the quickest guys in this field. Still left other than Chad, I'd say. But Chad maybe a little bit too far back. Clayton had a good run and just made the mistake and it cost him. See Johnny up 5 spots. Brady up 6. Mitchell and Adam up 7. Joey up 6 from where they started. So all the front runners have had an issue or had something happen and they're at the back. So it's are out of the race, and it's getting excited now, jumping in these last few laps. Still gonna have a chance though. Brady gonna be on the outside. He's gonna have to get a good restart, just be able to jump in behind him, maybe lay on his back bumper if he's able to get into turn number 1 and just lay right on his back bumper, stay with him and try to go for a dive into 3 if he's able to just set it up. But Brady with an opportunity to win it. Johnny to the lead on the final restart. Hasn't led all race up until now. Have 3 attempts at it. So they wreck here. Can go 2 more times until it's just over. So as they get through the corner now, you're going to see pace car dips off into pit road. Brady and Johnny through 3 and 4 into the restart zone. Brady and Johnny. Green white check out of Martinsville. Here we go. Johnny with a great restart. Brady with not a good restart. That's going to let Mitchell get to his inside. That's going to be big. Brady's already loose. Brady up the track in the black stuff. Not going to be good. Joey's going to spin. They're going to wreck down the backstretch once again. Not for sure what's going on, though. May not be a yellow. Coming off the corner, number 4. Johnny going to take the white flag. Johnny going to get bumped by Mitchell. They make contact heading into turn 1. Mitchell up the track. They're making contact now down the backstretch. Johnny in the lead. Is Jeremy able to get there? No. Clayton dumps him. And Johnny. Johnny off of turn number 4. He's going to win it at Martinsville. Wow. That was a finish, to say the least. That was a finish. I have to go back and look at that. But Johnny ends up getting it done.
Second.
Hear what everybody's talking about in chat. A little bit of contact. Big contact. Here, see Jeremy upset with Clayton after that dump and run on the corner. But Johnny ends up getting it done. Johnny, if you could join one of the chats so I can interview you, please, after you get done doing your burnout. But Johnny ends up getting it done at Martinsville, and his buddy Mitchell ends up going up the track late in turn number 1. That cost him. But Johnny ends up getting it done on the last restart. Let's go take a look at what kind of happened on that deal. So Brady just spins the tires. Big spin on the tires. Gets a bad restart. Goes into turn 1. and simply overdrives it. He goes in the black stuff, and he's up the track too much to handle. Then they wreck once again down the backstretch, and then through 3 and 4, it's just pretty clean. Seems like it. And then Mitchell able to get to Johnny's back bumper. They make a little bit of contact. Johnny on the curb. Mitchell too far up the track, not going to be a factor. They kind of bounce into each other, and then Clayton. That's too far back for a dive. He just drives it in there and dumps Jeremy. And that is a big hit for Jeremy. Jeremy had a chance maybe at him into three, probably too far back, but was definitely had a solid P2 run. Yeah, just big dump and run from Clayton. That was pretty bad, but off of turn four, Johnny ended up getting it done. Johnny, our race winner, ends up getting it done. Johnny, how do you feel?
Nerve-wracking, man. Ain't used to this track.
Definitely was a lot of contact during that race, and a lot of damage getting torn up, but you end up getting to the end on one of those last restarts, ended up taking the lead and getting it done. What were you thinking on those last green-white checkers, and how'd you get it done?
Well, I couldn't believe that the two cars in front of me wrecked out. I mean, it just opened up, and I just took that hole. So, just thankful to get around without getting caught up in another one. So,
well, you did a heck of a job. Ended up running clean, and it ended up paying off for you. So, congratulations. Who would you like to thank? And who would you like to thank first?
I'd like to thank my sponsors, Fury, Chevrolet. My teammate, Mitchell Moore, and wanted to say, appreciate y'all letting us join up with y'all. I had a blast. I'm not very good here because this is the first time I've ever raced this track, but it was fun other than all the carnage out there. I hope I didn't cause too much of it. So.
I like your crowd sanity, to be honest, and it ended up paying off for you. So wanted to ask you, I know that I believe you're trying to run most of the season, correct?
I'm going to try to.
Racing season, so. What is kind of your expectations or hopes heading into the season, starting off next week at Daytona?
Can't wait for Daytona. I love the super speedways. And my expectations is, you know, I just want to race with a good group of guys, clean racing, have fun. That's basically it.
Yes, sir. Well, glad you joined. Really appreciate it. So hopefully see you in here next week, next Tuesday.
All right. Thank y'all for having us, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Johnny ends up getting it done at Martinsville. Clayton ends up P2. Let's, who's in here with me? Doug, you in here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's do an interview with Clayton here.
That's fine.
Clayton ends up getting it done P2 at Martinsville. Tell us what you were thinking heading into four right there. Ended up getting P2 off of a controversial move, but ended up paying off for you. What did you think on those last few restarts?
No, man. It was shit show at the end there. Well, fucking my dumbass. I took the lead from Brady, or I went to go pass him for the lead, and I overshot the corner, hit the curb, and doored Brady up the track, and... And I went into three and got on the brakes and just looped it. I don't know.
Definitely one of those tracks where a little mistake could be big, and it definitely cost you tonight. But ended up fighting your way back. Ended up getting P2. So a little controversial move to get second, but congratulations.
Feel like I did anything that dirty. It's short track racing at the end of the day. If I'm not stout with finishing P3, I'm gonna get something better anyway I can.
Alrighty. Well,
if you ain't got the talent to keep it straight and shit like that, that's your problem, not mine. I gave him bumper dumper. Yeah, you're right. It's short track racing, but
alrighty. Congratulations, Clayton P2. He turned him.
he sailed him. In the league, that would be a DQ on his part.
Yeah.
100%. So
I'm going to say that. Hey, I'm going to join the chat in a minute here. Going to do one more interview and then tell them that. Tell them that in chat. Go in there and tell them I'm going to interview Chad real quick. Finish it off.
All right. Well, I'll wait for you then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell them not to leave here. Hold on.
Be a sweet healthy.
Don't leave, Jeremy. We'll talk about, because I saw what happened. We'll talk about that, what happened at the end. In the league, now, that would be a DQ, so don't worry about that.
Let me ask you, are we going to talk about Brady?
What did Brady do? Brady didn't do nothing. You spun on your own.
No. Bullshit. Yep.
All right. Chad ended up P3 in that whole deal. Started P1, went to the back probably 4 or 5 times. Ended up P3, so what did it take to get back to the field? I know you started pretty far back on those restarts. Ended up P3. What do you got to say?
Nah, not much. Just try doing what I could do. Just some stuff needs to kind of change. Just kind of got messed up a little bit a couple of times. So kind of hurt me a little bit. So just take it what we can.
Yes, sir. Well, after a lot of wrecks and a lot of things happening, ended up getting through it, ended up making contact down the backstretch, avoiding that deal, then ended up P3. So congratulations, and see you tomorrow, next week.
Appreciate it.
Alrighty, that's going to do it. So I'm going to jump off. Thank you guys for watching. If you guys enjoyed, coming. If you guys want to send an invite to the league, let me know. PM me. Say in the comments something. Congratulations to Johnny. Ends up getting it done at Martinsville. Heard him. Got not much experience around here, but he ends up getting it done. So congratulations, Johnny. And, if you guys enjoyed, leave a like, subscribe. See y'all on the next one. Peace out. Alrighty. Whoever was watching on the stream, appreciate it, guys. Thank you for watching. Once again, we're going to have a talk about the league and stuff like that, about that last move and things like that. So, see you guys later. Peace out.